Good afternoon. 1:23 in the KQEN newsroom. Kyle Bailey, along with Undersheriff Brad O'Dell from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Busy day. A lot has been going on as things have intensified. And Undersheriff, what do you have to share from the county that people ought to be aware of at this point in the day?
Well, thanks for giving me a few minutes to get on the radio with you, Kyle. Today, obviously, we have had a significant amount of rainfall today and the preceding days. What we're starting to experience is that there has been a flood warning issued for multiple areas of Douglas County. We're starting to see some of the effects of that. We've had quite a bit of high water throughout the day, and those levels are continuing to rise. What we're currently seeing is that that's impacting travel. We're starting to see some areas of the county where these roadways are impassable, and we're encouraging everyone to not travel unless it's absolutely necessary. It creates a bigger risk for responders and the public safety in general, and so we're asking folks to only travel if it's absolutely necessary. And then if you do have to travel, limiting your speed, trying to avoid those high water areas, and just using overall caution is going to be critical and paramount. We don't want to compound the response by having situations where people have become stuck or injured trying to cross high water. It just creates a bigger tax on the response of this emergency.
Now, we've seen a lot over the past few hours as the rain has come down. National Weather Service said as of noon, the Roseburg Regional Airport had gotten 2.68 inches of rain. More is expected. Things may let up at points, but we're expecting more rain throughout much of the day. Another storm system expected in tomorrow, which also means the potential for people that are impacted, that have not yet been impacted yet, to see this in coming hours as some of the infrastructure, some of the hillsides, and other areas starting to weaken from the compound damage from what we've seen so far today.
Yeah, that's accurate. We have a significant amount of rain that's still coming. We are starting to see a little bit of snow in some parts of the area. All of that is going to contribute to what we're currently experiencing with high water and flooding. And so we are encouraging individuals to stay home. It's the very best thing to do, to stay home as long as it's safe to do so. Now, of course, if at any point in time someone feels unsafe, they should leave. Having a plan and an area of where you maybe need to go or where you can go, now's the time to be making those arrangements, not when the time comes to leave. And so, talk with neighbors, talk with friends, other family members, and determine where you might need to go in the event that you do have to evacuate your home. Because, as you mentioned, this storm is not over. We do anticipate that we're going to experience the effects of this, well into tomorrow and maybe even the coming days.
Right, and just getting word as well from Douglas Electric Cooperative of a few hundred of their customers without power now due to the flooding and fallen trees, largest outage affecting a couple hundred folks north of Oakland, but others impacted as well. We may see that in other places. I'm aware that first responders right now, your agency, just about any other agency you can imagine. You've got a lot of folks out working on a day when they might not normally be working, and it sounds like it's a very taxing situation for a lot of the folks out there today. People have asked about resources in terms of, for instance, sandbags. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. There has been a large-scale response. We have at least on the county side, I can assure you that county commissioners, the sheriff, myself, the emergency manager, we're all working as well as other county departments to support the response for this. And again, we're supporting the local jurisdictions, the municipalities that are also experiencing impacts of the event. And so there are a lot of people that are working on this, our emergency responders, our police officers, firefighters, and EMS folks. They're responding to this event as well, in addition to all of the other normal day-to-day calls that are coming in as part of that. And so, again, just going back to reiterating, please don't travel unless it's absolutely necessary, and staying home is the very best thing as long as it's safe for you to do so. Now, as far as resources, there are resources that are available. What we encourage people to do is to reach out to their local government, those municipal agencies, if you're in the cities, and try to determine what's available, what resources you might be able to find. Also, doing a little bit of research and how you might be able to help yourself. Some people have hay in their barn, using that to help mitigate some of the impacts to properties. You can use trash bags and fill trash bags with like kitty litter and dirt and other things, tying those bags off and stacking those up to help. So utilizing things around your home is always a good idea. And then if needed, reaching out for resources to see what's available.
And also a good opportunity to remind folks that you can get out there and check on neighbors or folks that are older, maybe disabled, have some issues that might not even always necessarily be even aware of the gravity of the situation right now.
Absolutely. Being a good neighbor, reaching out to those who maybe aren't able to travel or have medical needs, checking in on each other, making sure that everyone's prepared. You know, we obviously encourage emergency preparedness. Now, you know, we are in an emergency, but there is still time to prepare. And so looking out for each other, sharing resources is a good way to do that.
All right. Under Sheriff Brad O'Dell, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, any other reminders before we go?
The only other thing I would say is if you're not yet signed up for emergency alerts, now is a good time to do that. You can go online to www.dcso.com/alerts and sign up so that you can receive critical updates.
All right. Very good. And that coming out a bit ago probably got the attention of a lot of people who have signed up, some who often on Sundays don't realize exactly how intense a situation has gotten. But again, flood warnings for much of Douglas County, for many areas out there, and of course a lot of impacts this afternoon. Under Sheriff Brad O'Dell of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today.
You bet. Take care. Be safe.
All right, 1:31, back to regular programming on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.